According to some millennials, big cities are so over. Smaller, growing cities are where it's at, and there's some census data to back that up. The top three fastest-growing metro areas include Austin, Raleigh, and San Antonio, sometimes considered B-list cities. But where does that leave Phoenix, a big city but also a growing city? To get some answers, we turn to Armando Carbonell. He chairs the Department of Planning and Urban Form at the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
For the metropolitan areas that have more than a million people, the 20 fastest growing are predominantly not the biggest. Only three are in the top 10. But what's interesting about that is in the top 10 of the three largest are Dallas, Houston, and Atlanta. So we have Dallas in Texas, Houston in Texas, and then of the smaller ones that are growing fast, Austin in Texas. And actually, number three in terms of fast growth right now is San Antonio. So we have four Texas cities that are right up there in the top 20 fastest growing large metros in the United States. I would suggest that has something to do with Texas. And that something is that the Texas economy has been on a somewhat different path than the rest of the national economy. There's another factor while we're talking about the idea of the B-list cities. And in particular, Austin, and that is Austin is a really cool city, and not every B-list city is. Now, Phoenix, in a lot of ways, in my book, is not a B-list city. For one thing, it's a large city. Whether it's cool or not is a matter of opinion, and I'm probably not close enough to being a 30-something to really have an opinion about whether Phoenix is cool. But in any case, I don't think in particular this trend that led to Austin, Texas, being the fastest growing large metro in the country is necessarily going to apply to Phoenix.
I'm curious how much of people's desires maybe not to live in a place like San Francisco or New York and to live in a place like Austin or Denver or even Dallas, how much of that has to do with the affordability and the availability of housing?
Well, I think it's absolutely key. And one of the things that we saw in New York City, for example, as it became more and more attractive, is that the outer boroughs became much more interesting to people who otherwise would not have looked for housing there. So there has been this this spread in the hot cities and the cities that are attractive to young people to the less expensive areas, making them expensive. And Austin starts to look very attractive in terms of housing cost.
When you look at the kinds of cities that millennials talk about, especially out west, the two that often come to mind are Austin and Portland. And I'm wondering if there's just sort of a reputation that those cities have of being cool and young and hip and the vibe that people want, that almost no matter what another city does as far as having jobs and housing and other stuff, other amenities, that people are always going to flock to the places that they've heard about and heard are cool.
Well, this is an important factor, and certainly Portland for a time was attracting people who had no idea what kind of jobs they might find when they got there. They were moving to the place because they wanted to be there and hoped to find jobs later. When we look at the millennial group of the population, the younger folks, why might they be coming to Phoenix? Well, there was an investment in a light rail. There was considerable interest in downtown development. This is a more city-oriented group of people. It's going to have something to say about housing demand. The demand is going to be for smaller units. And very often there's a preference for that space closer to the center of a city. Millennials are likely to continue to create a demand for this kind of housing with access to transit. And I would think continue to change the shape of cities like Phoenix, where developers will see the market opportunity to build to that demand.
Armando Carbonell chairs the Department of Planning and Urban Form at the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy. So if Phoenix wants to continue attracting millennials, where should it look for inspiration? Quinn Wisson with the group This Could Be Phoenix travels to other cities to see what they do and how that could apply here.
There's a lot of differences, especially the places we pick, because we try to pick urban cities where we can go and take something and learn from it. So, for example, in Portland, they have a lot of the same type of kind of disconnected neighborhoods, but at least there it's very walkable and there's light rail and there's a lot of biking culture there. So there's a lot of differences in just the fact that we don't have a lot of those urban amenities yet. but we can at least take it something from those cities and bring it back to Phoenix.
Is that sort of what you see Phoenix maybe needs to do, is take a little bit from here, a little bit from there, a little bit from here, and sort of incorporate it all into what Phoenix is?
I think so. I think the more and more that I do all the city kind of promotion and trying to help Phoenix be awesome, I'm learning that it's a creative process. And with any creative process, you need source material. So you need inspiration. You need to go find what works and what doesn't work. So, you know, going to Portland or going to Detroit and seeing what is successful there helps us to come back and say, what can we do in Phoenix to at least grab some of that essence of what they have in those other cities.
So does that mean that to you there's really not one city that Phoenix should aspire to be?
I don't think so. I think that would just not be giving us enough credit. I think what's amazing about going to different cities is that they are so unique. And if we can't make something uniquely Phoenix, then why try to copy something?
So how do you sort of then take a bit from maybe Portland, a bit from Austin, mm-hmm. a bit from other places, and then still take something that is maybe distinct to Phoenix?
Well, I think you want to take more of the elements that work. So, for example, in Portland, it's very walkable, and they have great bike infrastructure. So that's something we bring back, and we, you know, try to go to budget hearings and talk about that and see how we can make that happen in Phoenix. And, you know, New York, public transportation is amazing. We already have our light rail, which someplace like Austin doesn't have. But then you have to ask the question, well, how can we make this uniquely Phoenix? And that's really a tough question to answer, because it might not be so apparent that there's a specific kind of culture. But I think what makes uniquely Phoenix is really where we live, the natural habitat.
It seems like when people talk about sort of young, cool, hip cities, they think of places like Austin, like mm-hmm. Portland, like Seattle. Do you think that Phoenix is seen that way among anybody? And do you think it could be at some point?
I think it's seen that way by people that live and play in downtown Phoenix. And I think it's interesting because even just on the periphery of downtown, it might not be seen that way. So I think that's the big difference of those other cities, that people go there for that cool, hip vibe. And I think we're still trying to change that whole narrative of downtown Phoenix, that it's unsafe, there's nothing cool, there's nothing going on after the Suns game. There is. So I think it's going to happen. We just need to get that kind of hesitant but interested crowd to come here and try it out.
Is it a good aspiration for Phoenix to try to be competing with cities like Austin and Portland to try to get some people who might say, oh, I'd love to live in Austin, to say, hey, I'd like to live in Phoenix instead?
I think a constructive competition would be best. And I think what a lot of people are worried about still in Phoenix is people are going to leave Phoenix for places like Portland or Seattle. And we have a running joke that every creative person will end up going to Portland. So I think, yes, being competitive in the sense that we can learn from them and try to grab some talent from leaving, not so much trying to get them from Portland here, but trying to retain the talent we already have.
Quinn Wisson is an independent marketing consultant and one of the people behind the community organization This Could Be Phoenix.